The opening ceremony for the Athens Summer Olympics is August 13th. Most of the focus thus far has been on construction delays and security concerns. It's prompted the International Olympic Committee to take out an historic $170 million insurance policy in case of cancellation. And so the question is, will travelers come? We called one of only two authorized sellers of tickets for the Olympics in the U.S., Don Williams of Kartan Tours in Manhattan Beach, California. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how are travel bookings for the Athens Olympics?
Initially, they were a little bit slower than we anticipated, but it seems like the last-minute surge that started around June 1 has a lot more people thinking about the Games.
Well, have the security concerns been much of a factor? Is that what you're hearing?
It is a factor, but one of the problems we have is that we don't know how to measure it because those people that would feel security as a concern just wouldn't call.
Well, let's talk about Olympic events. What's popular?
The most popular events, swimming finals, always the opening ceremony, and sailing for some reason. I think sailing because it's a limited capacity. We ran out of tickets for sailing early, and we're just not able to get any more.
And what are the tickets that you're awash in?
We have a little bit of everything, and in our conversations with the organizing committee, they've told us that they can continue to confirm tickets to us for events that we need tickets, with the exception of the swimming and the sailing events. So as long as people order tickets, if we don't have it in our inventory, we just send a wire over to Athens and they confirm it back to us.
And what kind of prices are the individual events? So what's the least expensive? What's the most expensive?
You know, the amazing thing, our staff has always been referring and recommending one event for Athens, and that's the archery. And archery traditionally isn't one of the most popular events, but in the case of Athens, archery is in the old marble stadium. It's the stadium that hosted the 1896 Olympic Games, the first modern Olympic Games. And because the marble stadium is a venue, it will be shut down to the public during the Games. So the only way you can get into it is to buy a $14 archery ticket.
And the most expensive?
Most expensive would be the top price category for opening ceremony. It's $1,170.
In terms of popularity and cost, how is the Athens Olympics faring so far compared to, say, Sydney in 2000, Atlanta in 1996?
Well, if you compare Athens to Sydney, the event ticket prices for Athens are 30% lower than they were for Sydney. Accommodations are higher. So the balance is that these games tend to be slightly higher priced than Sydney. Not too much so, but slightly higher. In terms of the number of people going, we're probably going to see 20 to 25% less people go to Athens.
Don Williams, thanks very much.
Renee, thank you very much for having me.
Don Williams is with Kartan Tours in Manhattan Beach, California.